Blog Talk Radio.
Everything is terrible. You know, we already know it's going to be Miami and San Francisco in the Super Bowl, so we might as well just cancel the rest of the season because, you know, there's no reason to play any more games. There's no reason to really discuss the season. There's no real reason to get into any football conversations at all because if you watch any of the NFL shows, it's done. It's going to be Miami and it's going to be San Francisco because in the NFL, according to ESPN or Fox Sports or NFL Network, you win the Super Bowl in September. You know, the season's already done. We might as well, like I said, let's cancel the rest of the season and let's just get ready for the Super Bowl because Tua's going to win MVP. You know, it's just done. I get so disgusted, but I keep watching these shows, but I get so disgusted with every week being the end of the world or the beginning of the world. Every week, it's like I'm talking to people that never played the game of football before. It's like there's literally people that we listen to that are former coaches, that are former players, that have Super Bowl championships, Hall of Fame jackets, and they literally will talk as if the season is already over. They will literally, you know, oh, it's over. Dallas lost, it's over. So let me get this right. Let me just make sure I understand this correctly. 1 week ago, Dallas was the best team in the NFL, right? They were the best team in the NFL with a legendary defense. 1 week ago, literally 1 week ago today, the Dallas Cowboys were the best team in the NFL. And in 1 week, they lost Trayvon Diggs. Three starters of their offensive line didn't play. Got upset by Arizona in Arizona. And now the sky is falling. And now, you know, they're terrible. There's light years between Dallas and San Francisco and Philly now, and oh my God, and Dak threw an interception, and give me a break. Oh, all right, yeah, I could go on all night. Let's see, I did last night. Let me introduce. We got Dr. Train is running late, but apparently he will be joining us. We do have K-Star, and we do have JB. K-Star, JB, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Yes, sir. Disappointing to see that game, but I know, K-Star, you're happy to see how your Steelers play.
Yeah, I'm definitely happy for different reasons. Definitely happy after a performance, though, the Steelers put on.
I have a little update that I want to share. I don't know if anyone out there got this news or heard this news, but it was very interesting to me to hear this, and I'm curious what you guys think. So this literally was within the last hour that I got a notification about this. So apparently Colin Kaepernick sent a letter to the New York Jets, and he's asking, now let's be clear, the Jets today signed Trevor Siemian, to their practice squad, okay? So this letter was sent to the Jets after they signed Simeon. But Colin Kaepernick is asking for them to bring him on to the practice squad, for him to run the practice squad. And I'm going to read parts of the letter, and then, I want to get you guys' thoughts on this. I've heard that the backup spot is likely to be filled by a veteran quarterback. As much as I would love the opportunity to fill that spot, I am writing you in hopes that you can imagine a much different approach involving me. I'll be honored and extremely grateful for the opportunity to come in and lead the practice squad. I would do this with the sole mission of getting your defense ready each week. They says he believes that the Jets signing him to the practice squad would allow them to look at where I am football-wise and not put any competitive pressure on Zach Wilson. Kaepernick believes that a confident Zach Wilson has the tools to help the Jets reach the Super Bowl, but added that he could be a risk-free contingency plan if that wasn't the case. I'm pretty sure of my ability to provide you with an elite QB option if, God forbid, QB1 goes down. However, I know that there may be naturally uncertainties from you and possibly others about my playing abilities. This plan, I believe, allows me to be of great service to the team as a practice squad QB, while also giving you a low commitment chance to assess my capabilities to help in any other capacity you may see fit. Let me see. That's really not important. He also sent four letters of reference: Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh, UCLA coach Chip Kelly, Ravens coach John Harbaugh, and Raiders owner Mark Davis, all sent in letters of reference. And rapper J. Cole was the one who shared the letter with the media. And according to this article, Kaepernick was reluctant but finally allowed him to go ahead and share the letter. So there you go. Got to give the guy – got to give him points for
– Cole? Is he his agent?
They're just friends. I mean, he could be. I doubt it. I think they're just
okay,
friends.
The only reason I asked is he had the letter. You know, I was like, okay.
Yeah. So let me see. I was reading all this. I didn't notice. I think, oh, that's right. Train's calling in from work. So let me bring Dr. Train on. Dr. Train,
yo, what's up?
To the map.
Colin Kaepernick trying to get work?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. I don't know how.
No.
I don't know how much you caught, but I read the highlights of the letter just now.
I caught quite a bit of it.
Sent. So I'm curious. I literally got this notification within the hour. So I none of the shows talked about it today. So I think this is hot off the presses. And so I'm curious. What you guys think?
I'm all for it. That sounds great. Yeah, I mean, it literally sounds like a job interview, or he's trying to prepare for one. But let's think about it. Let's take the Jets for what they are right now. At the quarterback position, they absolutely suck. We could go out there and have a tryout, and I'm sure they probably give us a few lookovers. Bring them in. I mean, it's not going to hurt. We've seen what Zach Wilson's been doing. The fact they went out and got Trevor Siemian kind of tells you what they've got at quarterback. And I think it's been said, when you've got two quarterbacks, you got none. Well, they've got none times 10. So Colin trying to get in there and find himself a job, he's 35, going to be 36 in November. Go for it. I mean, he should have had a legitimate tryout, well before now anyway. And given how bad they are at quarterback, I don't see any problem giving him a shot. And might as well.
Okay.
I only got one question. I'm just saying, why you only send a letter to the Jets? Shit, we need a quarterback. I don't see why you discriminating. You know what I'm saying?
Man, y'all need prayers. Y'all need prayers.
I don't understand why you leave us out, bro.
Yeah, maybe you should send in a letter to the Bears train.
Hey, man, send them something.
Man, tell your job to hold your beer so you can go in and try out up in the Chicago.
Bro, that game was nasty televised, man. In the 125 slot.
Oh, national homicide, shoot. Never mind national televised.
Even Taylor Swift on that beatdown.
What?
So I said even Taylor Swift saw that beatdown.
You might write a song about it.
Yeah, she brought in all her Swift. She brought in all her Swifties in that game.
Getting off topic. Talking about Colin Kaepernick. We're not talking about Taylor Swift right now. We're talking about Colin Kaepernick. So, pay start thoughts on Kaepernick.
I think it's ridiculous. I know you guys like it, but it's stupid. He's been out of the league for 7 years, y'all. What are you doing? Brady's playing a thing in there, but, like, I don't think anyone's going to consider it. He had that workout 5 years ago, maybe, or whatever it was, and I don't know. That didn't go so well. I mean, cool, but he's doing it for press. I don't think there's really anything else to it. Although, if I were the Jets,
so,
why not?
Yeah, I mean, what did Jets got to lose?
Zach Wilson.
First of all,
when I give it second consideration, they got Zach Wilson. So, like, you know, why not at this point?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, Zach Wilson is terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, he's terrible. Okay,
and that's on a good day.
Why? I just had to pay Aaron Rodgers the sun, the moon, and the stars to come. So they ain't got much money left over, so keep Zach Wilson on your roster. But he stunk last year, and I don't know, if the quarterback position was that easy, then all I had to do was hang around somebody, then I'll be back because I'm gonna go out there and let me go hang out with Usher, and then I'm gonna become a Grammy Award winning singer just from hanging out with him. You know what I mean? Let me go hang out with LeBron. And then I'm going to become a Hall of Fame basketball player just because, you know, I hung around with him. I mean, he's not going to become a superstar football player because Aaron Rodgers is on the roster. And he's going to watch Aaron Rodgers and all of a sudden become a good quarterback. When has that ever happened in the history of the NFL? Anybody that came in and was an understudy already came in with a lot of ability. Man, you don't take somebody and turn them into something serviceable. So the fact that they thought that, to me, it was just ridiculous. And I believe I said it on one of the shows. Like, I think I said it, you know, 2 weeks ago, I believe, on this very show. I said, what did they think? And so for me, forget everything else. The guy took a team to the Super Bowl. What do you have to lose? And in all honesty, that is one of the best written letters coming out of his camp since this everything went down. Respectful. You know, like, look, here's what I'm offering you. Here's what I'm willing to do. I hope Zach Wilson, I believe he can, you know, take it to the Super Bowl. But if something were to happen, you've got a quality backup. Like, that alone, I'd be like, give him a call. And, you know, Train, you make a valid point. Chicago gets wind of this? Hey, give him a call. Let's take a look at him.
I think it's a really good letter. I think it would have served him well 20 years ago, you know, but that kind of shifted sail. But I don't know if
Chicago. But why do you think
Chicago
failed?
It's been 7 years since he's played quarterback, and
okay.
No, I know. I'm just saying it's just because it's been so long since he's played, that's all. I completely agree.
And Zach Wilson played 3 days ago, and who do you think would look better right now?
They definitely need something different because I don't think you're going to get too much different for the remainder of the year from the Jets than from Zach Wilson, that's for sure.
Trevor Siemian.
Trevor Siemian is better than Zach Wilson already, in my opinion. I mean, Jesus.
Yeah, the four of us are better than Zach Wilson.
And they,
yeah,
okay,
I mean,
so
my
they
God.
have Trevor Siemian, and they're not giving him a shot.
No, they
just
signed
Siemian. Oh, they just signed.
They just
signed
him today.
Okay, cool. All right, because I was about to ask, because my biggest thing, because I don't follow them like I follow my Bears, of course. So I was going to ask, like, dude, they can't do anything. There has to be somebody out there who is way more serviceable.
So,
the fact that they let Mike White walk was crazy in itself anyway.
I think they went out and reached out to Matt Ryan, and he said no. I think they reached out Carson Wentz, too.
Slow down. That's not what happened. The agents of Carson Wentz and Matt Ryan reached out to the Jets. Matt Ryan has no interest in playing for the Jets, but his agent doing his job approached the Jets anyway, and the Jets said, no, thank you. When Matt Ryan was asked, he said, no, my agent went and did that on his own. I have no desire to play for the Jets. Carson Wentz,
that was my point.
His agent went and reached out, and the Jets respectfully declined. But I'm saying Carson Wentz, not very good. Matt Ryan, a little long in the tooth. Trevor Siemian played, a handful of good games in his entire career. Here's the guy that came in and took over for a crippled Peyton Manning and couldn't keep that job. And Peyton Manning, who couldn't throw the ball farther than 25 yards down the field, had to come back in to win that Super Bowl. So we know Trevor Siemian ain't no good. And all of these guys are better than Zach Wilson.
Yeah. Yep.
That's my point.
I was thinking the same thing.
Folks don't want to go there.
I was thinking the same thing.
I don't think the Jets will go there, but it is not a bad idea to consider. It is not a bad idea. I'm proud in at least taking the shot. I'm proud that he did it in a very respectful manner where nobody could say, you know, oh, you're trying to undermine or you're – I think the letter was very well done, very well written. No, he probably won't get a shot, but I don't see what they would have to lose at this point. I saw they looked at Jamarcus Russell's stats after 25 games. And Zach Wilson's stats after 25, they're virtually identical.
Oh, Lord. That's not good.
Yep, maybe he's sipping on some purple drink.
Yeah.
Well, you got nothing to lose going with Kaepernick. Shoot, why not? I mean, and I don't blame Kaepernick for even trying. They always say, go ahead, shoot your shot. What's the worst they're going to say? No? Well, then you're right back where you started anyway. Go ahead, shoot your shot. See what happens.
Yeah. You know, you brought up an interesting point, and I know some of that is tongue-in-cheek humor, and I know some of that is all frustration.
Very much so.
But you know your Bears. Any chance that they would even consider it?
I don't think they would consider it because I think they like what they have and. Nathan Peterman and Badgett. My interest would lie in Badgett. I would like to see him under center. Yeah. My same take from before.
Okay.
I just want to see Badgett under center.
Okay. And so your Steelers, K-Star, in case y'all didn't realize we're talking quarterbacks, I'm going to actually find that show of Dr. Train. I'm going to find out where Dr. Train said, you guys want to talk about quarterback? Let's talk about quarterback. And I'm going to cut that clip out. And every time we talk quarterback, that's what I'm going to play. So, Dr. Train, you're about to be immortalized. You're about to be immortalized. That's what I'm going to do. Because that was classic. That was classic. And then I may find the other one too, and you said, I don't want to talk about quarterbacks no more.
That's a good one.
Now it's probably the following week, too.
Yeah. But, K-Star, so, you know, your team, and it's funny. It's just, so, guys, I did a show last night, and I might delete the show, honestly. The show was not meant, that's why I didn't tell you guys about it. It was not meant for ratings. It was not meant. Well, I didn't advertise it. I did nothing. I just got frustrated with all what I was hearing, and I needed to get it out. And so I said, you know what? I'm going on the air. I'm going to do a 30, 40-minute show. And I felt so much better when I was done. So it's still there, but I may end up deleting it because it was really just for me to bet. I get so annoyed. I mean, so let me get this straight. Steelers were in the doghouse 2 weeks ago, right? The Steelers were the worst team in the AFC North 2 weeks ago, right? Now, in just 2 weeks, now some are saying they might be able to win the division because Cleveland is not looking like Cleveland, and the Bengals just got their first win, and Lamar just lost, and all of a sudden, 2 weeks now, 2 weeks. And in 1 week, Train, you might not have caught this part that I said. In 1 week, the Dallas Cowboys have gone from the best team in the NFL, best defense in the history of football. I'm exaggerating a bit, but if you listen to any of the stuff last week after they beat the Jets, best team in the NFL, best team in the history of football, oh, my God, oh, my God. 1 week later, they're roadkill. 1 week. It amazes me that these guys on these shows make so much money and can swing so fast from left to right, just swing. So, K-Star, I ask you for your analysis of Kenny Pickett and your Steelers. Now 2-1. What do you think?
I think Kenny played – I mean, it's not saying much, but I think he played his best game of the year so far on this past Monday night versus the Raiders. He started off slow, but he was very encouraged because he made some really good deep throws. That first touchdown was like a 60 or 70-yarder down the middle of the defense with pressure in his face. That put some points on the board, and we put up over 20 points on the board and moved the ball pretty consistently. So I'm encouraged. I'm not satisfied. Through the body of work so far, I haven't been satisfied with his play or really feeling great. However, I do see some room for growth and some hope echoed out this past Sunday night by the way he played and passed the ball and his decision-making once the game slowed down for him. And I noticed a lot more play-action passes from the Steelers. Thank God. We ranked last prior to that game on Sunday night, and I didn't understand why. And so the play calling itself was even better, which helped Kenny. So I'm encouraged, but my expectations are still pretty modest. I don't want to overexceed them based off one solid game because I expected to see that earlier in the year, and I expected to see a better performance than what we've seen to date. As far as the Steelers go, I mean, the defense is wonderful. You know, that's going to keep us close within pretty much every game except for the 49er game, I would say. The defense, the pass rush is great. You guys know the names, TJ Watt, and what they can do. So I think that we'll have an opportunity for Kenny to improve this year and still maintain the competitive level of play and hopefully playoff aspirations. But the offense simply needs to do their part in order for that to get done. And while I'm encouraged, I'm not head over heels, you know, predicting that's going to happen based off what I've seen.
So you'd stick with Pickett at this point?
Yes. Yeah. Showed improvement so far.
Okay. Okay. I got to get a lot out yesterday about the Cowboys. Frustration about Dallas, frustration about the media, frustration about the fan base. I got it out yesterday, so I'm fine today. I'm good. But, you know, you didn't have that opportunity. So I'm going to give you the opportunity now. You know, what are your thoughts? You can go anywhere you want with this. But the Cowboys, as everybody knows, unless you're living under a rock, yep, the Cowboys lost. They were double-digit favorites to Arizona. They lost by double digits to Arizona. And, yes, Dak Prescott threw a pretty ugly interception near the end of the game. Defense didn't play like it normally plays, and the team did not look like the team from the first 2 weeks. So just bring in, if you're listening to a football show, I'm assuming you watch the games, but I shouldn't assume that. So, with that being said, Jay, your thoughts?
Well, it was a disappointing game to watch, from my perspective as a Cowboys fan, no doubt about it. One of the things that made me realize just how bad this game was, red zone, they really do miss Zeke, man. They really do, because I believe if he was there, they would have been able to punch a couple of those in, and they didn't. The interception, I don't
think it bothered
me because
– Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Interception didn't bother me. You're trying to make a play even though there's really no play to make, and you're going to force the issue. So I really could care less about that one. more so disappointed in the fact that the Cardinals just ran the ball down their throat, more so disappointed in blown assignments, blown coverages, and the lack of discipline, having, if I recall, 10 penalties in the first half alone, giving up 189 yards in the first half alone. Those are the kind of things that was making me pull whatever hair I got left out of my scalp. Offensively, moving the ball between the 20s, not so bad, but the penalties just kept shooting themselves in the foot. It was nothing but self-inflicted wounds at that point. So some of the glaring weaknesses that I think you and I both saw, red zone inefficiencies, the lack of discipline, like I mentioned, and just being able to play a full 60 minutes of football. That's really what I'm waiting to see, play a full 60 minutes of football. Not what all these critics are saying, well, you get a lead and then the Cowboys defense can pin ears back and go after the quarterback because that's what they do best. Well, that's what we all want to be able to do. It's about the trenches, controlling the line of scrimmage. Great that we've got pass rushers, but we got to control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. And it just so happens, I'm not making any excuses, Cardinals won, they did what they had to do. You're down three offensive linemen on the Cowboys side, so you can't do some of the things that you want to do. I get all of that as well. Like I said before, it's always got to be next man up. You got to play up to your ability and play up to your capabilities. And it was just a poor performance, the offensive side of the ball, the defensive side of the ball, special teams. Turpin had a 60-some yard punt return. Guess what? That got called back for a penalty. They had other big-time plays get called back for a penalty. On defense, they were giving up big-time plays. So it was just a big smorgasbord of lack of discipline and not playing Cowboy football like we expected to see. So they've got the hands full coming up next week. Hopefully they don't overlook the Patriots and think about the 49ers the week after, because Belichick's going to be doing the same thing, trying to run it down their throat. So hopefully they look at the tape and see where their deficiencies are and start to make some adjustments. But like I said, that red zone, between the red zone and the penalties, got to do something about that quick. Got to do something about that quick.
So the Rock has an expression. He says, just bring it, right? I don't have if I had it, I would play just bring it. I don't have it, so I'm going to say just bring it. So, Jay, you gave a nice analysis, and that's great. Everything you said is right and all of that is great. I'm sitting here to say, so what? We lost. Right? We can say, yep, we were down three offensive linemen. We were down Trayvon Diggs. We don't have Zeke from last year. Zeke had, I think, 17 out of 21 third down and fourth down short yardage attempts that they gave the ball to Zeke. 17 out of 21 he converted. He's missed. Trayvon is missed. So what? So what? No one cares, right? At 3 months from now, when we're in Christmas time trying to figure out who's going to win the division, no one's going to remember why Dallas lost this game. It's gone. It's in the loss column, and we lost. No one's going to care why. It's only going to say you lost. So as far as I'm concerned, it was a wake-up call. I'm glad it happened now versus in 2 weeks playing San Francisco. And I'm going to say what I said on the show last night. If Dallas beats New England at home on Sunday, which I fully expect them to do, and then a Sunday night showdown in San Francisco in 2 weeks, where Dallas should be 3-1 and San Francisco should be 4-0, and Dallas is able to go in and win that game, remember, I said it last night, I'm saying it again tonight. Everyone will be talking about the Cowboys as the best team in the NFL again. I don't care what Miami does in the next 2 weeks. Won't matter. I don't care what Philly does in the next 2 weeks. Won't matter. If Dallas wins the next two games, that's what you're going to hear. General consensus. They're back. They're the best team in the NFL. They took care of Belichick, and then they went out and beat San Francisco in San Francisco, the bully, the team that took them out the last 2 years in the playoffs. So at the end of the day, gentlemen, I'm here to say we all know what's going on. Train's got frustration with his quarterback. K-Star has had some frustrations with his quarterback. We've got frustrations with our quarterback, different frustrations around the league. At the end of the day, all that matters is winning or losing. And guess what? Guess what? Winning cures everything. Think about it. Look at Pittsburgh. 2 weeks ago, I came on the show and said, whose quarterback is worse? And both of you guys said my quarterback is worse.
Hey, I won that. I won that, by the way. Just
he did
so
win.
We know.
He did win.
Just so
he
we have
win.
An understanding, I did win.
He did win that.
Yes.
You did win that. You did win.
Yes.
I'm going to double
take,
your
pick. I'll take my L.
Whatever you're making from being a co-host of the Bad Boys, I'm going to double it. I'm going to double it, Trey. I'm going to double it. But think about it. 2 weeks ago, we were doing the show, and that's what I said. I was trying to get y'all to argue. Y'all was too complimentary. No, my quarterback's worse. Train won. But my point is, that was just 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks later, the Bears still look bad. Now all of a sudden, Pittsburgh looks like they can contend. Who knows where we're going to be? And heaven forbid, is there a world beater in the NFC North? Is there a world beater in that division? I don't think so. All it takes is to get a win, and it cures everything. Mark my words.
Always.
Enough on that. Let's talk about Miami. We never talk about Miami. We never had much reason on this show over the years to talk about Miami. But they're doing some amazing things. I'm going to start with Train on this one. Do you believe in Miami, Dr. Train? Do you believe? You know, we've been doing this show long enough where we can go back in the history of this show with teams we respected. Alex Smith's Kansas City Chiefs come to mind. That we've respected but didn't believe in. And we've had arguments on this show when we did our power rankings, which we will do next week. But we've had arguments on a different, you know, we would say, I remember this as clear yesterday, right? Train and I would sit up there and say, but K-Star, they're undefeated. K-Star would say, yeah, but I'm not impressed by them. So I'm going to put this team that has one loss higher because I'm more impressed by them. And Train, I would say, but you can't do that, K-Star, because they're undefeated, right? We had all types of these discussions on power rankings and strength of schedule and all of that. Well, now we're in 2023's version of this conversation. We've got a Miami team that is on a record-setting pace for points scored, undefeated, 3-0, looking like world beaters. Right now, most people are putting them even ahead of San Francisco. Team in the NFL. I'm going to start with Train. Are you a believer? Do you think what you're seeing is real? Or is it, you're probably too young to remember, is it real or is it Memorex? But anyway, is it real or do you believe it?
I will just simply answer and say, yep, I do believe in the Dolphins. I had to really, really think to listen to NFL, what's that? I listened to Sirius XM, NFL Channel 88, and just got a reminder of who their DC is and the type of talent that they have on the team. And, yes, Miami is for real. I'm not looking at them to get another 70 points. That's not what this is about. They have a defensive coordinator that is known for turning trash into somebody's treasure. the dude know how to use what he has as far as defense. I've seen him do it in Chicago, and then I saw what happened when he actually got a really good defender, and it was like, holy shit, he just took the team from 10 to 1. Like, how do we do that? But that's what he can do. Offensively, I got to hand it to him, man. Mike McDaniels, it's impressive. And you got a lot of speed on that team. And the only question was Tua staying healthy. And through these few games, man, they can, I mean, they're like lightning in a bottle some plays, and then they can methodically move down the field in others. So, yeah, Miami's for real.
Okay. K-Star, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, like with any other team, barring health, I think that they're for real as a contender in the AFC, definitely within their division.
You know, are they bona fide or bona fide? Come on, man.
They're definitely bona fide. You know, and they would have been last year if Tua had stayed healthy, but he didn't. So that's the biggest question mark for them. But assuming full bill of health, yeah, they're definitely bona fide. You know, they put up 70 points without Jalen Waddle, one of the best young receivers in football, not playing last week. You know, their defense got better. They've been building this team last couple of years. One of their biggest defensive players is Bradley Chubb, who they actually got from the Broncos. Great pass rusher who, you know, just helped destroy the Broncos last week. You know, they have a good defense. They got Jalen Ramsey coming back. So they're getting additional firepower on defense, you know, to help lock down and so where they can blitz more freely. They're a really good team, and they got a really good young player in Devin Achane, who is a backup running back who went completely nuts last week, and they got Jeff Wilson Jr. coming back. They got really good depth everywhere, including even behind Tua. We talked about Mike White earlier. He's their backup too. So, you know, they're definitely for real, and they made sure to load up the cannons and or get some extra bullets just in case, you know, if some run dry during the season to deal with the cycles of the season. So I definitely think they're for real.
Okay. JB?
Man, anytime you can put up points that are north of retirement age, that's got to raise my eyebrow. I mean, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
They're folks trying to get the ARP membership on this one, boy. I mean, my God. But seriously, as long as, and K-Star hit it on the head, as long as Tua stays healthy, they'll be just fine. I'm not going to be so far to say, oh, they're a Super Bowl bound. Too much football left to be played. But that offense is for real. They've got track stars on offense at the skill positions, and as long as Tua stays upright and doesn't have any injury woes or concerns, that they're going to continue to be formidable going down the stretch.
I'm looking them up. You know, I hate the NFL.com. The NFL app. Now, since they added this NFL Plus, that is a paid service, like every time you go on it, it takes you there first. I don't want your paid crap. I don't want it. Why you keep taking me there? I don't want it. All right. Here's the Dolphins.
I thought you had NFL Plus, D. Yeah. Okay.
No, I don't have NFL Plus. No.
I got it because you told me about it.
NFL Plus? Nah, I don't
yeah, that's how you got. You was talking about being able to watch the game like 30 minutes, like, you know, 30 minutes or condensed. Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, that was something different I had. That was what was that? Oh my God, it wasn't NFL Plus. It was something else that I had. I could watch the games in like 20-something minutes. But I haven't had that in years.
Well, that's what NFL Plus is now.
Okay,
yeah, that's what it is now.
Well. NFL Plus, though, is fairly new. What I had was like a few years old.
I got you, but
yeah,
if you haven't had it in a while, that's what it is now.
Nope. Oh, yeah, I'm not interested. So, you know, I'm not so quick to jump on the Miami bandwagon. I'm just not. You know, I look at their three wins. Okay, so they beat the Chargers. New offensive coordinator came from Dallas, know who he is. Chargers are, they're okay. They're not an elite team, but they're not a bad team. They're middle of the ground. So, okay. They beat the Patriots. I don't know that anybody is worried about the Patriots being a contender this year. I say that cautiously because they're coming to Dallas, so they whoop us on Sunday, then I'm going to look like an idiot. But, again, you know, I don't know that anybody had the Patriots. You know, this isn't Tom Brady's Patriots. they're okay, right? Okay team. And then the Broncos, which, you know, really no one, you know, I mean, they got a new coach. We all respect Sean Payton. But, Russell Wilson is who he is. And, there's a lot of issues in Denver. And so I don't view these three wins as world beaters. Good, hey, they're 3-0. Like I said, I don't want to be a hypocrite. Just go win. Right? Curious, because now Buffalo is rounding into shape. Buffalo lost week one against the Jets. But now Buffalo looks like they're resuming the way they've been the last few years, a Super Bowl contender. Josh Allen's still a little funky with the turnovers, but overall they're looking a lot better than they looked week one. So now they've got Buffalo coming to town on Sunday. So I'm going to reserve my viewpoint till after that game. They got the Giants after that. Okay. And then they got Carolina after that. Okay. Then they got Philly. So I think that'll be another litmus test. So between Buffalo and Philly, if they're able to either split those games, or heaven forbid, if they're able to, they come out of this 7-0, I got nothing else to say. They may be sitting on top of my power rankings at that point, but I just want to see a little bit more before I want to see a little bit more. That's all. And let's keep it real. No one wants to see injuries in the NFL, right? None of us. We don't want to see anybody hurt. Do it had 2-3 concussions last year. So we pray to God that
two, maybe three, yeah.
Yeah, and we pray to God that that's in the past and he's going to be fine. And, you know, he took, jiu-jitsu or whatever, some martial arts class to try to learn how to fall so he didn't bang his head on the ground anymore and all that. Great, super, wonderful. Want him to, I don't wish any injuries on anybody. But the reality is, will he make it through the season? Wait and see. Let's wait and see. So that's where I'm at with that. Did you guys want to touch on before we get on out of here?
Can we talk about the Chargers and Brandon Staley and how stupid of a coach he is? And I am so glad that Jimmy Johnson and Terry Bradshaw, because I watched the OT after the game was over. It was either after the Cowboy game or before the Cowboy game, when they were talking about just how dumb of a coach he is. I almost stood up and gave a standing ovation, especially Jimmy Johnson, being the fact that he's won on every level.
When you do that, Jay, you got to remember we're you can't assume everybody knows what you're talking about. So you got to set the table. So explain to people what you're talking about first.
All right. So the Chargers are up against the Vikings. And I believe they're on the road. They were up 28-24, final stages of the game. I think it was less than 2 minutes, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, was on the clock. Brandon Staley has his team fourth and two from the 24. And instead of punting the ball to get his defense a chance to preserve the victory, he instead elects to go for it and ends up getting stopped. Therefore, giving the Vikings a chance to basically win the game and steal the game right away from the Chargers and have them go 0-3 on the season. Why he made that choice, why he made that decision, I don't know. But he needs to thank some of the folks on defense and also thank the Vikings for mismanaging the clock. He needs to thank them folks, put them kids through school or private school or med school or some type of school. He needs to do something to say thank you, because these are things you don't do. You don't lose your team the way you possibly could have under these sets of circumstances. And everybody talk about analytics, this, that, and the third. This is just about pure knowledge of the game. You're up 28-24 inside of 2 minutes at your own 24-yard line. I don't know who on God's green earth, outside of playing Tecmo Bowl or playing Madden, would try and go for it on 4th and 2 on your own 24-yard line inside of 2 minutes. This is just stuff that you don't do. And like I said, Terry Bradshaw got on them, Jimmy Johnson got on them, and I'm sure a host of other folks got on them too. Because if he had lost that game, if the Vikings were able to score and snatch the victory away from him, if he wasn't fired after that game, then he must have something on the owner, because that would have been ridiculous. And even the fact that he elected to go for it and subsequently still won the game, I still would be looking to fire him. You about to lose that whole entire team. You got Justin Herbert, franchise quarterback. You're wasting his years. You got Austin Eckler, he didn't play, he was hurt. You've got weapons on offense. You got a solid base, and you're just blowing it with stupid coaching decisions.
Let's stick to the fourth down call. Okay. So for the fourth down, came up short, still managed to win the game. And the general consensus is it was a terrible call. And you're saying if they had lost the game, it was a fireable offense. Am I catching your sentiments accurately?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you guys agree, K-Star or Dr. Train?
No, I don't agree with this, actually. I don't agree with it.
Fireable offense that he went for it?
Yes. That's my understanding.
Yeah. Well, won the game.
Well, go ahead, Jay. I think Jay is saying if they had lost the game, it was a fire. It was fireable that he went for fourth down in his own territory, and had they lost the game based on that decision, Jay is saying, you know, it was a fireable offense. Am I catching? I want to make sure I'm quoting you accurately, JB.
It's the last straw in a line of poor coaching decisions that he has made. That's where I'm coming from. It's not just a flash in the pan. Oh, we decided to go for it, didn't do it, and shouldn't have done it. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you look at what he has done over the course of his career as a head coach for the Los Angeles Chargers and all the poor decisions that he has made that have cost his team victories, and he almost did it again. That would have been the straw that broke the camel's back for me.
So what do you guys think?
So I think so that's a little bit different, right, because then it's the stuff leading up to the game, and he's definitely been terrible in previous games. But I do think, like, let's just play devil's advocate. Why would someone go for it on Madden? JB, why would someone go for it on Madden?
Now, I ain't played Madden in like 4 or 5 years. You the man expert. You tell me.
Well, it's to win the game. It's so the other team doesn't get a chance to win the game on their own terms. It gives you the chance as a player, in this case for Justin Herbert, their franchise quarterback, put it in his hand so that he can win the game. So I actually don't think it's a bad call from that perspective, because here's the thing. It would have been a bad call if the Vikings simply needed a field goal, because then the game's over if they don't get it. But because they needed a touchdown, it does change it a little bit, the dynamic of it. And for me, it's like whatever your chance to win a game on short yardage with your franchise quarterback, like, yeah, you should use that strength that you have to try to leverage them and give them a chance to win the game, you know. So I don't think that call itself is horrible, personally. But I do think he's a horrible coach, so that, I mean, you know.
But the Chargers were up 4 points on their own 24-yard line. It wasn't like they were in Vikings territory. They were on their own 24. Their own 24-yard line. You play the field position game at that time. It's not like they were running up and down and neither team could be stopped. We're not talking like a track meet. Let your defense defend.
I mean, from what I saw that game, it was kind of a track meet.
Train, what do you think?
That game wasn't. I've seen better track meets when it comes to games. However, they won the game, so it's hard for me to fire him. I understand where Jay's coming from. My man has made some definitely not so good decisions in the past that have cost his team the game, but I cannot I can't look at it and say what if they would have lost. I can only look at it and say they won. So not the smartest decision. You do play field position. So because they won, no, I'm not looking to fire him. He's our coach for the season, and you wait and see what he does. But they won the game. Bad decision, but they won the game. He probably really should have played the field position and then, you know, allow his defense to play from that side of the field and not their own side of the field.
Yeah, he, see. It was fourth down on less than a yard. Staley explained in his post-game news. Carl, I was trying to see if I could find the actual quote, but it would take too long. They had timeouts. I believe in our offense. I believe in our offensive line, our tight ends, our quarterback. I felt like we had a good play for what they would be in, and it didn't go down. We were protecting 4 points, not three. If it was a three-point play, it would have been a different decision. I felt like our defense could play the way it did down the stretch. Again, I've got full confidence in our group. It's your job as head coach to make sure your team knows you have belief in them. We came here to win. It was a tough road game against a team that made the playoffs, so we were trying to go win the game. I make no apologies for that. So those were his I don't know that I'd go as far as Jay went on it was fireable, even with a questionable pass. I don't know that I'm there, but it was a bad call. I mean, I don't think there's any, you know, I think he's lucky that the team was still able to get the win, especially on the road. And, you know, we didn't even get into talking about the Vikings. Now, I believe the Vikings are 0-3.
Yeah.
let's finish with the Chargers. I don't know that it's fireable, but I do agree that it was a terrible call. I mean, there's just no way to defend it. You know, I think about the Colorado-Oregon game, and the guy went for it in his own territory. They were going to punt, and they did a fake punt. I think they were at their 17-yard line, and they did a fake punt and converted. And I think the onslaught began. you wonder if he didn't convert, and Colorado has the ball in the red zone basically that early in the game, you know, are they able to score, and does that change momentum, and you know, what does that one call do for that game, right? You know, Dallas had a play where it was a fourth down play, and it was the second half, and McCarthy decided to go for it instead of kicking three, and they didn't convert. And I literally said, I like that call. I like that call, you know. So there's a time where you got to be aggressive. There's a time where you got to take a chance. I don't think that was the right time to do that by Staley. But like Train said, you got to win, right? I literally 20 minutes ago gave a soliloquy or a nice speech about you got to go win. And later on in the season, if the Chargers are able to elevate this to a playoff run, no one's going to care. But what about the Vikings? You know, this is what happens when you get used to one-score wins, when you get used to eking out wins, but your team really isn't that good. Now it's coming back to roost now. Now it's coming. Now we see. Y'all weren't really that good last year, right? Didn't the Giants knock them out of the playoffs? Didn't the Giants beat them in the playoffs?
Yep, they sure did. Yep.
Yep.
Now, I even said it last week, the law of numbers came back to get them, and it's coming back to get them.
Yep.
You know, if we did a power ranking 6 years ago, the Vikings would have been at the top of the list. But I think last year we kind of experienced enough and seen enough to where we knew, okay, this team is really contingent on winning these very, very close games, and we can definitely see their flaws defensively and then offensive line play. And this year, their team is really the same. It's just they're not winning those close games.
I have never believed in Kirk Cousins. I will never believe in Kirk Cousins. You will never see a Minnesota Viking team on the top of my power ranking as long as Kirk Cousins is the quarterback.
Not well, I know, but you get the point I'm trying to make, right? Just in terms of record. That's
but
all.
It's still not the same team because they don't have Dalvin Cook either. And even though he's not doing anything with the Jets, nobody's doing anything with the Jets outside of Garrett Wilson. So it's not quite the same
team. They're pretty much the same team, bro. They got bad offensive line, bad defense, good offense. I mean, that's really – it's that simple. They're just not able to – you know, they're just lucky.
Minus Cook. I mean, that you can't just say, oh, well, Cook is – that he was a big part, especially when he was healthy. And he's not there anymore.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
But, I mean, they lost
– I don't believe in Kirk Cousins. I never have and I never will. Okay, so I didn't hear me. I just want to make sure y'all heard. I don't believe in Kirk Cousins. I'm sorry, Pat. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we heard you.
Because then they lost this game by 4 points. I can't remember week one and two how many points they lost by, but I'm trying to find it real quick. But it seems as though it's the same exact thing as last year, but instead of winning, they're losing. So you can only sweep by but for so far.
They lost to the Buccaneers by 3. And they lost to the Eagles by 6.
All right, so yeah, one score game all the way through.
There's still one score game. Yeah, they just
– Yep.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah.
You know, if I were the Jets, right. I know he isn't a big fan, but I'm not sure what the trade market is for Kirk Cousins. If the Vikings keep struggling, if I were the Jets, I would inquire his services. I'm just saying. I know he's an FMT, but he's a good player.
He
He's definitely
a
positive.
Absolutely. Jay said it earlier, and I was wondering if he kind of caught what I said last night, because I literally said the same thing Jay said. I said, man, after watching Zach Wilson for 3 weeks, I'm ready to get my arm loose and see, you know, what I got left in the tank. You know, get on my little Bowflex and work out a little bit and call the Jets myself. Kirk Cousins would be an upgrade from Zach Wilson.
Huge.
Kirk Cousins, Cousin It from the Addams Family, you know, all of them would be an upgrade to Zach Wilson. I hate to talk bad about him, but I'm not talking about him as a human being. I don't know the guy from a hole in the wall. I know he had a crappy press conference last year that, you know, we all gave him hell for because he wasn't very good and he didn't make that mistake again. So, you know, he's a young man. I could be his father. So, I mean, I'm not. Let me just be clear. I'm not his father. But I'm old enough to be his father. But he just isn't very good for a guy that was he the number 2 pick in the draft last year?
He
number
was.
Number 2 pick?
He was.
Good lord.
Number 2.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple years ago.
Yeah, out of BYU.
Yep.
Bring your upgrades. That's what BYU stands
every
for.
Every time.
Right now. Bring your upgrades.
Every time Train brings up Justin Fields, I'm going to say you could have Zach Wilson. I'm just saying. As bad as Justin Fields has looked, he looked better than Zach Wilson. That's all I got to say.
Well, be aware that Kirk Cousins has a no-trade clause, and if he decides to waive that no-trade clause, business will really pick up.
Sure would. The only reason why I said it is because the Vikings are 0-3, and it just makes you wonder if, you know, maybe they might explore something just because they kind of have the same team for the last few years with him.
His name's been floating out there since hurt? Ever since Rodgers went down, his name popped up.
Yeah,
ever since Rodgers got hurt, that's when everybody started talking about Kirk Cousins.
Well, Mike Greenberg, who's a Jet fan, I mean, that was one of the first names out of his mouth. You want to salvage the season and give yourself a chance, go get Kirk Cousins. You know, he's not doing anything over in Minnesota. So, I mean, it's been out there. But
with each loss, it's looking more
positive. If I'm Kirk Cousins, I don't know if I want to go to New York, honestly. I mean, why do you want to – why the one thing Kirk Cousins did very well was get paid. He got paid. He knew exactly what to do to get paid. All right. So why are you going to go to New York where they already got someone that they're paying? What's the point? You have no chance of being a long-term starter there. Not going to happen. So, I would.
And I haven't heard. He's not looking to leave Minnesota. He enjoys it there. He doesn't want to uproot his family either. So I would be absolutely shell-shocked if he were to waive his no-trade and go somewhere else. I think he's going to be in Minnesota for the next several years, not just this year.
And I don't think Minnesota is interested in trading them.
Mm-mm.
So. All right. Anything else, gentlemen? Any other topics you guys want to grab before we get on out of here? One of these days, I'm going to put some Jeopardy music on here. By the way, I will add this very quickly. I am in the beginning stages of looking around at other podcast providers. I've been on Blog Talk. We've been on Blog Talk. I've been on Blog Talk, however you want to say it, since day one. I literally did 3 shows on another platform where you record the show and then upload it to that platform. And then one of the guys in my Madden League at the time said, hey, you should try this Blog Talk Radio site. You could actually take call-ins, and it's not very expensive. You should give that a try. And they were a fairly new company at the time. And I logged in and checked them out. I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool. I tried it, never looked back. But the Blog Talk site, in my opinion, has not grown with the podcasting world. I mean, everybody's doing a podcast now. And none of the people doing podcasts are using Blog Talk Radio. None of them. So I'm starting to look around. So I say this to you guys, but I also say it to the general public. If there's any suggestions out there on where else to go, just shoot me a tweet on well, y'all don't have to tweet me. Y'all know how to actually reach me, but y'all can shoot me a tweet out there in Radio Land, because I'm starting to look around, because I'm thinking it might be time. One problem I have, though, is I don't want to – I mean, I got to figure out a way to keep – I want to keep the archives of shows. I mean, I got a lot of shows on here I don't want to lose, so I got to figure all that out. But anyway, stay tuned for more. Stay tuned. More to come on that. All right. If nothing else, then let's give our final thoughts, and we'll move on. So let's start with Dr. Train. Final thoughts.
Oh, man. I don't know what to think at this point. I'm so serious. All Bears fans are lost. We are absolutely lost. We don't have answers. We ran out of questions. All we have is anger and confusion. We confused from Monday to the next game, and then we're upset when we watch the game. So we got Denver this week. Denver got 70 put up on them. Doesn't really mean anything, because Chicago isn't capable of putting up a tenth of that at this present moment. So it doesn't matter. But we'll see how it goes. In either case, I am pretty much ready to move on from Justin Fields. Sucks. Don't know what to do with that jersey. Damn it. outside of that,
eBay.
Man, you know,
eBay.
I just eBay. Yeah, there you go. I might do that. I'll just enjoy the rest of the football season, and we'll see what happens, and maybe eventually they'll switch over and maybe give Tyson Badgen a shot before we see what's in the draft. I will ask, guys, the pick six, TK Stars, did I just forget to put in the picks?
No, oh, I shot my pick.
Yeah. I remember sending in the one right before it started. I don't think I followed up on the other 5.
Yeah, that wasn't even on the list, by the way.
Really? Oh, my God. I panted
you
up.
You did
in
a pick that wasn't even on the list.
Oh, wow.
And I'm searching for T's email. I'm like, T?
I know I put in the pick. Hold on a second.
Please let me know if you did. I got the next week ready to go, which does feature. It does feature Miami Buffalo. It also features Dallas and the Patriots.
I know I was undefeated this week, baby.
You were undefeated, my brother. I went 5-1.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I saw that too, because I think it was the Saints. Saints Packers game.
Damn, Saints should have won it.
Barely.
Oh gosh, man, should have won.
Saints were dominating for a while. That was crazy.
Yeah. And then the clock struck 12.
In respect to Brandon Love, I'm done hating. Fuck it.
Brandon Love?
Jordan Love?
Yep. Jordan Love. Jordan Love, sorry. Yep. Respect Jordan Love.
Yeah. He's played well.
Yep. I know you got to get a full season under you before. I'm not anointing. I'm just saying respect.
Playing well.
Plus,
yeah.
Shit, he looks, boy. Him and Justin Fields supposed to be friends. Maybe you should practice with him.
I do want to say this. Listen, I said that, you know, Fields is bone in front a long time ago, but I do want to remind you it is a long year, right? There still is a chance, okay?
Have you watched the game?
No, maybe that's probably why I'm saying that. Has it been that bad? Has it been that bad?
Everyone who says that to me, all I just tell you is just watch a game. And then come back the next week and
okay,
I'll
have you. Okay. Well, you're right. You're next here, not me.
I would gladly give you my NFL Plus username and password just so you can log in and watch the compressed 30-minute version, which you will be gouging your eyes out at the end, and you can come back and tell me what you see.
That he's got hope.
Just saying.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
I guess I could have sworn I sent you my picks. I'm looking. I don't see the email. I would have bet a large sum of money that I sent because I saw JB's picks, and I was like, I already sent mine in. I literally saw his picks, and I said to myself, oh, I already did that. And now I'm looking. What's that?
Maybe it's in your draft where you were working on it and then you just didn't send it and thought you did.
No, because all I do is go in and I highlight the teams I want to win and I hit send. So it takes like a minute to do. But I guess I didn't do it. I'm flabbergasted.
Fran, you said you're sending them out right after the show?
Oh, yeah. It's ready. It's ready. It's ready to go.
I'm just going to start making that a calendar reminder. I'm just going to do that each and every Tuesday night. And then make adjustments as needed, if needed.
When did you send out the week three picks?
4:49 on Thursday, because I knew I wasn't counting the Thursday game. But I had a funeral that day, and I was trying to get to my phone. Had to do everything from my phone, look up the games I wanted, and everything. And it's like, this is all so tiny. And yeah, I sent it out at 4:49, my time,
okay.
Which is like 7:49
for us, yep.
Damn, I remember panicking thinking this is better than that game on there.
Yeah, you immediately replied 49ers. I was like, all
right. Oh, man.
I don't even know. Okay, well, I guess I got some work to do. Man, what a crappy week. I got my ass kicked in fantasy football by Dr. Strain.
Man, I finally won a game.
After having the highest 2 weeks, both weeks I had the highest points in the league, week one and week two, and then week three I came down to earth kind of like the Cowboys, and he kicked my ass up and down the street and didn't get my picks in. My Cowboys lose. Man. All right, well.
Next week will be better.
Ain't but one win adds up from here.
Shit.
There's room on the couch next to me, man. I'm telling you.
I got my own couch. K-Star, final thoughts.
Yeah, I believe me and JB are 3-0 in our league. Is that right, JB?
That is correct, sir.
I look at JB's receivers, and they're incredible.
I got lucky.
I looked at him, oh, my God, he's got, like, three of the top five dudes. But anyway, so shout out to us, me and JB. Aside from that, you know, the Steelers play the Texans this weekend. I don't know if you guys have watched any C.J. Stroud, but that guy can throw the football. And that's not going to be an easy game at all. That guy, well, the upset the Jaguars, but I watched a couple of his games, and some of his accuracy is insane. Like, he hasn't even thrown an interception yet as a rookie, and he's playing behind a really battered offensive line. So it's going to be a tough game, but if you guys get any chance, make sure you watch C.J. Stroud play. He's really impressive right away. So that'll be a tough game, and I'm looking forward to it.
You know, I should be offended by the fact that after 2 weeks, I was 2-0. I had the most points in the league by far. I ain't get no shout-out. I ain't get no nothing. And then after I lose, now all of a sudden, I shout-out to me and JB. We're 3-0, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck, bro?
Hey, man, you teed it up. I was in the fantasy. You brought fantasy. Look, oh, shit, speaking of fantasy.
I didn't bring it up. Train brought it up because of the picks. I didn't bring it up.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh. That's right. When do we play? Do I play you? Oh, I have to ask you this because who is the picture on your fantasy football? And please tell me it's not who I think it is.
No, that's Shawn Michaels. That's
okay.
That's Shawn Michaels. Okay. Right before Shawn Michaels right before the Montreal Screwjob when he had like this shit eating grin on his face right before he screwed Bret Hart.
Okay. It looked like somebody else. I believe you. I believe you.
Yeah.
It just looked like somebody else, and I would have respectfully asked you to text it if it's who. Now, I'm not going to say it on the air. I'll text you guys
text
who I thought it was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'll text you guys.
No, that's Shawn Michaels.
Okay, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. Okay. Thank God, because I was like, I've been wanting to ask you that for a while. And
really,
I think, don't we play
I
do we play this week, K-Star, you and I?
I play, let's see, let me pull it up. I don't think we play this week.
No, we don't play this week.
I did notice you're like third in scoring or something like that. I played 10 minutes.
Oh, now
you play.
Man, shut up now. It's too late. Too late.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. No, we don't play this week. I play Jerry's kids.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, the other Cowboys, man. Enjoy, man.
Yeah. We'll whoop his ass. Anyway, all right. all right, JB, final thoughts.
Final thoughts, real simple. We always talk about football's a long season, 17 weeks. Everybody wants to jump on bandwagons and make all kinds of predictions 1 week to the next. Slowly roll. You know, just see what happens. Give everything some time. Dolphins look great. We'll see what happens. Obviously, Tua's health is a big deal. Cowboys had a bad game. Doesn't mean it's the end of the world. See what happens next week. Everything is week to week. I giggle and laugh at these folks that make these knee-jerk reactions. It just makes it comical. So I look forward to being entertained with that kind of nonsense. So keep it going. Gives us something else to talk about.
All right. Let me first say hello to Lena, my girlfriend. She's been listening the whole show, and I meant to say hi to her earlier, and I keep forgetting. So as we're about to go off the air, hi. Of course, she could be asleep because she has been known to fall asleep. Not because we're boring, but she's tired. Or could be actually a little bit of both. Anyway. And no one take this the wrong way, but, you know, Train has a very good demeanor about his Bears. And I've known him a long time, and I know it's killing him on the inside. And so I sit here and say, I'm glad that we're not in that situation. Like, honestly, I'm glad because, man, I know it's killing him. You know, the Broncos just got mollywopped. You know, the Vikings. Playoff team a year ago, now they're 0-3, right? The Jets, you know, you go get Dalvin Cook, you go get Lazar, you go get Cobb, and, of course, you go get Aaron Rodgers. You're lucky enough to pull out a week one victory, but then you look like crap the next 2 weeks. Your quarterback is terrible. You got to sign a freaking veteran who's never really done much in the league. You got a guy who hasn't played in 7 years reaching out saying, bring me in, put me in, coach, right? And all I'm saying is, Cowboy fans, it could be a heck of a lot worse than being 2-1 right now. Okay, it could be a heck of a lot worse. And if you don't like Dak Prescott, I don't like Dak, and Dak can't win the big game, and Dak this, and Dak. I welcome you to go watch. And I don't mean watch the quarter. We all know Mahomes is great. We all, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not – go watch – the average quarterback and tell me that you want to go take any of those average quarterbacks for Dak. Okay. Tell me you want to go do that, because I don't. So as Jay says, slow your roll, relax. It's going to be okay. Micah Parsons has a podcast. Micah, I love you as a player. I don't really think you should be doing a podcast. I just don't. This is my opinion. I listened to it today, and thank you that you have it categorized so I can just go to here. I didn't have to hear the whole 45 minutes. I just went to the topics I wanted to hear. It's because he's currently playing, I was interested, but he's this is not what he should be doing. This is not his thing. But the one thing that he did say was it's a learning experience. It's a wake-up call. Stay tuned. And I appreciated hearing that. So I'm going to tell y'all what he said. Stay tuned. They know what they did wrong. They know how they looked. They know, you know, the mistakes that they made. I watched Dan Quinn's interview. I watched Mike McCarthy's interview. I watched Dak. I watched a lot of the players and their interviews. I wanted to see where their head was at. I feel pretty good about where this team is at. I feel pretty good about the mistakes, and they're going to correct them, and I expect them to play much better. I'm torn because Zeke is coming home, and I love me some Zeke, and I really wish they had kept him. I really wanted them to keep him, and Zeke is coming home. And in case y'all didn't know, Zeke had 15 carries for like 80 yards last week. Like, Zeke is he's doing work over there in New England. I got to be honest, though, I don't want you to do that this week, Zeke. The rest of the season, do your thing. I can't root for you this week, Zeke, but welcome home, bro. I hope they give you a nice video tribute. I hope they open, you know, I hope you get a nice ovation. You gave everything you had to this team, and it's not your fault. It is not your fault. They released you. It's not your fault. But I can't root for you on Sunday, bro. I'm sorry. Can't do it. I got to stick with the blue and the silver. On that note, let me thank everybody for listening in. Let me thank the fellas for another show. And, hey, guys, we're already – you know what? Week four is coming, and next week we will be bringing back power rankings already. Season's going to fly by. Get it while you can. So for Dr. Train, for JB, and for K-Star, thanks for tuning in. And remember what we always say, all feuds are settled on the field. We'll see you soon. I don't know when, but we'll see you soon. Take care.